All right, so we are here at the hospital for Aiden's foot appointment. Hopefully he will not have to wear the Buddha bar as long as he's been wearing it. So we're praying that for good news today. Aiden.
Yeah.
Say hi, everyone. Say hi, everyone.
A little higher, baby. A little higher.
They want to see your hand moving up here. So we're just waiting for the doctor now. And then once the doctor comes in, we'll get some news and we'll see what happens from here. Exciting. We've been praying over it. Mm-hmm. I really feel that God's coming through. He's been coming through.
Did it before.
He's going to do it again.
All right. Mm. We have a friend that's coming to you guys next month about having that same condition that you talked about.
Oh, we double or vertical?
No, why you're talking like this, not walk like this.
Yeah, most of kids are fine. Like it will grow, they will grow up.
I'm waiting for
X-ray.
Look at his foot to make sure it's okay. So far, so good.
It's just a nighttime only.
And nap time.
In between hours.
Yeah, so it's what did he say? 12 to 14 hours a day is how long he should be wearing it. So no longer 23 hours. And then stop putting pressure, handsome. There we go. Look at you pointing your foot. That's so good. That is so good, my sweetie.
All right, friends and family. Hey. So, update is, I got new glasses. I've been wearing glasses. But I think I mentioned in the other clip that it's just 12 to 14 hours a day that Aiden has to wear it, so just at nighttime. And you can see the bone is in the right.
It's realigned properly.
Yeah.
Holding, so, yeah.
Yeah, man. What can you do but praise God?
Oh, clap your hands.
And eat vegetables because we're fasting. Oh, clap your hands. All the people and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, with a voice of triumph. We have been singing that song since this morning. Since this morning, before we even came to his appointment. Kind of reminds me of our last video where we're talking about victory, victory, victory. We declared it. We declared it before it happened, and we weren't even just singing the song in regards to today. We just happened to be on our spirits when we were singing this morning. So Holy Spirit works, you know. Works through you. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing, why you're doing it. But Holy Spirit does. This is exactly why Revelation's not coming to you, it's talking to you. The camera is probably like moving all over the place, and we apologize because it's an angel's car.
Whoa, those are the angel's car. We're in the city of Hamilton. The roads are a little bumpy. Huh. Don't talk about the Acura like that. Oh.
And I'm putting a plug. No, shameless plug.
Bam!
Faith and Fitness Gear. We're wearing our My 10 Lay Line Faith and Fitness Gear. Go and grab yours.
Mm.
Crew necks, hoodies, track pants. Women have tights. Women also have, women also have workout bras, crop tops, and
yeah, see that? That's accurate talking. Oh, clap your hands.
Go get your faith and fitness gear. The purpose of this line is to put your fitness where your faith is. We believe in everything else. We have faith in a lot of other things in our life. But we don't put faith towards our fitness. Have your faith, believe that you can, and you will. Believe that you can lose the weight, believe that you can get fit, believe that your health can get in the place that it needs to be.
What was that, your car? No.
His car was just screeching.
It was not. You would have heard it.
It was coming from the side of the car.
No, babe. I'm telling you.
Anyways, that's the update.
Shot.
For today, as you can hear, even in the background, chatting up the storm.
Peace!